Q104, Friday morning, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. I can't believe I did not see this story until yesterday afternoon. The guy, he went out on the kayak on Lake Erie.
Uh-huh.
And it sank, and he had to tread water for 11 hours.
11 hours?
Out on Lake Erie. So this happened on Tuesday night. From what I can tell, he left from Merwin's Wharf. So he must have rented a kayak and went out like right around 8 o'clock, or maybe he launched his own kayak from there.
At night?
Right before 8 o'clock at night.
Oh.
And he never came back. And so they started searching for him. The Coast Guard was involved. Other organizations were involved. The Metro Parks Police. They sent boats out. They sent a helicopter out. And they could not find him.
And he was just treading water for 11 hours.
Wednesday morning, and I don't know exactly what time on Wednesday morning, but I guess you could do the math, because I don't know exactly what time his kayak sank. But a fisherman found him on Wednesday morning. It says here he was near the Cleveland Water 5 Mile Crib. See, I'm a kayaker. I am not an experienced kayaker. This freaks me out. I don't know exactly where this is on Lake Erie. It says where Cleveland draws its Lake Erie drinking water. So it's more than 3 miles off the shore of downtown.
Is it like out in the middle of the water?
I guess.
Oh my God.
That's, I don't know,
so scary. Like, I love being in the water, but it also terrifies me. Bodies of water like that for reasons like this.
This would freak me out.
This would be so scary.
He didn't have a life jacket, so his kayak started taking on water. The kayak sank. He did find this guy. He found like a bucket, and then he just started treading water. And it said, he says he had to do this for roughly 11 hours.
Wow.
Until the fishermen found him the next morning.
That is crazy.
I don't know if I could do it. Could I do it?
No, there's no way that I could tread water for that long. Are you kidding? Like, I could probably tread water for like 10 minutes. 10 minutes.
Does it help if you have the bucket?
I don't know. I've never tried.
The bucket floats. I don't know. I mean,
luckily, I've never been in this situation to give you a yes or no answer.
It would be a life or death situation. So would your body just go into extreme survival mode? And you'd be able to do it.
And just get like a crazy amount of like stamina and adrenaline.
Yeah. Well, this guy's okay. I want to search for him if I can.
And try to get him on?
Yeah. I would love to talk to him.
Like, what was going through his head?
Yeah.
In the dead of the night?
His name is James Manning. So I'm going to try to find him this weekend. Maybe we can talk to him next week.
James Manning, if you're out there listening, we really would love to get you on the phone. We're impressed. Terrified. We're feeling a lot of emotions for you.
I'm sure he's still sleeping. He's really tired from treading water for 11 hours.
He deserves it. He deserves it.
The Q Morning Show. Good morning. Q104, The Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. So after the show today, Alyssa and I have plans. We have lunch plans. And I still can't believe this, because I'm dressed up a little bit today. I'm wearing a shirt with a collar.
You are. I was wondering if that's why.
Oh, that's absolutely why.
You want to impress him?
Well, I don't want to come off as I'm not taking this seriously.
It's a picnic.
No, I know. But if I show up wearing, I mean, I guess it would be okay if I showed up wearing my Cavs hat.
I mean, I'm wearing a Browns jacket. And a hat, but the hat is on theme. There's a reason why I'm wearing a ball cap today.
Alyssa and I are having lunch with Tim Misney.
Tim freaking Misney!
And if you're saying, who's Tim Misney, I don't believe you.
Yeah, you don't live here then.
Right.
If you don't know who this man is, then you are absolutely, you haven't spent more than 5 minutes in this city.
You've seen the billboards. You know what he does. And today, Alyssa and I are going over to his house on the east side.
I know. I'm so excited. We've been waiting for this. We actually got the invite. If you remember back in June, Bill had brought in Tim Misney on Well, for my birthday surprise. Yes.
This is a continuation of Alyssa's birthday gift from July.
Yeah, so we've been waiting for this for a couple months.
We're taking our significant others. Bryce is still going, right?
Yeah.
Your fiance.
Yeah, I think that after spending a couple months in Cleveland, he realizes how big of a deal it is to be invited over to Tim Misney's house.
And Paula's like, she was just talking about this last night. She's like, are we bringing something? And that's when I started panicking. I'm like, oh my God, are we supposed to bring something? Because we are going to his house. It is lunch.
Are we?
Should we?
I don't know.
Isn't that, that's what you're supposed to do, right?
I didn't think about this.
That's common etiquette.
Yeah.
When you go over to somebody's house. But then Paula's like, well, what would we bring? Like a $12 bottle of wine? He's not going to be impressed by that.
That is true. Yeah, maybe we shouldn't. I don't know. Now she's got me second guessing.
Yeah, I don't know what to do. If anybody has any suggestions,
please let us know, because we only have a couple hours here to figure something out. So,
what do we take over to Tim Misney's house? Like some sort of a cake?
I don't know.
Donuts? I have no idea. The Q Morning Show, it's Q104. It's the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Deanne from Olmsted Falls on the line. Deanne, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. What's going on?
Well, I have a suggestion for you of what you could take to Tim Misney's house.
Oh, yes, please.
Okay, so since it's a picnic, you could take, like, an edible arrangement. It's like a high-class fruit basket / fruit salad.
Oh, how much does that cost?
And can we get that in, like, the next 3 hours?
Yes.
Where can we get something like that? Downtown? Because that's where we are.
Well, I know that. Oh, are you guys going right from work?
Yeah. It's right after the show today.
There might be one in Lakewood. I think there's one in Lakewood.
Oh, man. I was kind of hoping that nobody called with suggestions so we didn't have to run errands before doing this.
Maybe Paula can pick it up on the way, because Paula is picking me up after the show.
Make Paula go get something.
She's gonna love it.
Yeah, she'll love it. She'll love it.
In 5 seconds, when I text my wife to stop to go get a fruit basket this morning, she's gonna be so thrilled with me.
Yes, she is. I agree.
Thank you, Deanne. We appreciate it very much. Have a great day today.
Hey, thanks, you guys have fun.
Thank you. We will.
We'll report back.
That gives me an idea. Since it is Friday, we should do like a free-for-all Friday.
Ooh, I like that.
So basically, your phone calls, your participation will guide us in what we're going to talk about next. You want to do that?
We're letting you do our jobs,
yes,
basically.
It's Friday. We're sloughing off today. 216-474-0104, the Q Morning Show. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. Good morning, Bill and Alyssa. So it's a free-for-all Friday. You tell us what you want to talk about next. We're going to start with Carol in North Ridgeville. Actually, is this Carol that we want to talk to first? Because her question isn't written down here. Carol, good morning. Do you want to ask us a question?
I am, because I think this is the only show I'd rather hear you guys talk than listen to music.
Thank you.
I like the banter between you guys.
Thank you so much. What a compliment.
Yeah.
I really rather listen to you guys banter back and forth than listen to any song you have to play.
It's so strange to hear that, because our employers say the exact opposite.
The exact opposite.
Your employers would be wrong.
Is this a joke? Is someone putting me on right now?
Is somebody paying you, Carol?
No, I'm totally serious. I hate my drive to work, but you make it much more enjoyable.
Carol, it means so much to us that you tune in every morning and listen to us. We realize that there's so many things. There's other radio shows, but there's also so many other things distracting you in the morning. And so we appreciate you taking the time, and especially for calling in with the nice words.
Oh, absolutely. And I do have a question. Yeah. Alyssa, is your middle name Rose, or is it your last name?
No, my middle name is Rose.
Oh, mine too.
Really?
Yes. I was just curious, but all right. Well, you guys have a lovely day.
Thank you, Carol. You too.
All
right. All right. Bye bye.
Bye now. So, what is your last name? Oh. That's right. I forgot we were keeping that secret.
Yeah. No. I'm not going to share that.
All right. Who's next? Gianna in Streetsboro. Gianna, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a Friday free for all. What question do you have?
Okay. So here's my question. Will the two of you be dressing up for Halloween this year? And if so, will it be a couple's costume or is it just an individual or like what?
That's a great question that I would love to know the answer to. Bill, what do you think?
Well, I have a question right back at you for Alyssa and Gianna. Number one, isn't it too early to talk about this?
No.
No.
Halloween costumes?
Absolutely not. You gotta plan ahead.
It's basically Halloween already.
Yeah, I'm totally with you.
It's going to be so hot this weekend. It's not going to feel like Halloween this weekend. So let's go under the premise that we're thinking about Halloween costumes. Alyssa and I have not had this discussion yet. Should we dress up on Halloween? For work, I mean.
Yeah, totally. Yes.
Okay. That hasn't gone over very well since I've worked here.
With who?
Well, with Morgan, for one. Morgan, and I don't think I'm talking out of school by saying this, Morgan was not a fan of Halloween. So the first year that we worked together, I kind of put some pressure on her and we ended up doing a couple's costume.
What was the costume?
It was from the Addams Family.
Oh, cute. Okay.
She was Wednesday.
Aw.
She was a perfect Wednesday.
I was going to say, that would be perfect for Morgan.
It really was. And I was the brother. I don't remember his name.
The brother.
Yeah, what was the brother? I don't know.
I don't know.
What's the brother's name from Adams?
Pugsley, I think.
Pugsley, yes. I was Pugsley Adams.
Thank you, Gianna.
Okay. But nobody else at work dressed up.
So?
So Morgan was, she was mortified that we were the only two people that wore costumes to work that day.
That's understandable. The thing is that I have no shame. I came in here in a hot dog costume on like a random day in July. Do you think I'm going to be bothered if no one else dresses up?
Okay, so we should think of a costume then.
Yes.
Okay. Any suggestions from you, Gianna, what we should be for Halloween then?
Well, my only advice, I think, is something not to be. Don't be Taylor and Travis because that's overdone. But anything else, sure.
Yeah. I wouldn't even have considered that.
No, I don't think I could pull off Taylor well enough.
I definitely can't pull off Travis.
Yeah, I don't think either of us are cut out for that costume.
No, he's got me in inches and muscle.
And mustache.
Yes, and mustache. Thank you, Gianna. We will get on this.
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, thank you for getting us thinking.
No problem.
All right, so 216-474-0104. Let's start with you. Like, what is your Halloween costume this year? Do you already have it picked out? Is it a couple's costume that you have planned? That's what I want to know. And I guess if you have a couple's costume suggestion for us, we can do that too. 216-474-0104. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. Alyssa's College of Knowledge on the way for a chance to win Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets. Let's go to John in Brunswick. John, good morning.
Good morning.
What can we do for you?
Halloween is by far the worst holiday ever created by man. It is weird for you to dress up as an adult. It is for kids to go trick-or-treating. You should not dress up as an adult, Alyssa.
Do you hate me?
I don't hate you. I just think that it's weird. Like,
it's my favorite holiday.
And it's the worst holiday.
You're wrong. I won't usually tell people that they are wrong when they call in this show, but I'm telling you that you are wrong.
Is it better than Christmas?
Yes. I think Halloween is so much better than Christmas.
Oh, my God. What's not to love? From Brunswick?
What?
You must be from the east side of Brunswick, then. That's all. That's what it is.
What? Does that even exist? The east side of Brunswick?
I don't even know what that means.
If you drive from one end of Brunswick to the other, it's like a 30-minute drive.
It is. It does take, like, way too long, and you'll hit potholes that will absolutely ruin your tires along the way.
I'm not saying you're a bad person. I just think it's weird. That's all.
John.
We're going to agree to disagree on this one, John.
I'm going
to
tell you, John, I am not a fan of dressing up for Halloween either. But I do it because, and especially for the show, because I feel like you know, we're trying to create a fun vibe around here. So,
but you only had you and Morgan dress up, so nobody else, so everybody else in that building right. agrees with me.
You know what? It has to start with somebody. Somebody's got to take the initiative to make this place fun.
Yeah, Alyssa is really trying to change the culture around here. Mike in North Ridgeville. Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, what do you have a costume suggestion?
I do have a suggestion for the both of you. I think it'd be funny if you guys came in dressed up as each other.
Oh my God. I have been pitching that for months that I think that would be so funny to do.
You have?
I've pitched it like 3 times to you.
It's the first time I heard it. Why are you trying to take credit away from Mike? It was his idea.
Okay, Mike, you can take the credit, but I've definitely brought this up, Bill. You're just not paying attention to the things that I say.
I don't remember you bringing this up. This would be an easy costume idea, a couple's costume for us. All you need is Cavs gear.
Yeah, all I need is some Cleveland stuff. I think I might be a little bit worried about what you're going to wear, though.
For you?
For me. What are you going to do, wear leggings?
I'll put on some leggings.
And a big sweatshirt?
And a big sweatshirt. Basically, look like I just woke up.
Yeah.
And just rolled out of bed. A long wig, long-haired wig.
Uh-huh.
And you can give me, like, a Chapel Roan hat.
Yeah, that's perfect. I think that would nail it.
Then I'd be Alyssa.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll work on that.
Okay.
We've got some time to think about it. The Q Morning Show, Alyssa's College of Knowledge, is coming up.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Nancy from Brunswick is going to play with us this morning. Nancy, good morning to you.
Good morning.
I'm excited because Alyssa, for the first time, has lost 2 times in a row. I want to see if we can make it 3 times in a row today. Are you up for that?
Yep.
It's a 3-question trivia challenge. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it's a tie, then Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your 3 questions?
Yes.
Question number 1. The D.C. in Washington, D.C. stands for what?
District of Columbia.
Question 2. Her hit songs include Starships, Super Bass, and Super Freaky Girl.
I have no idea, but I'm going to guess Taylor Swift.
And question 3, what is the meaning of FN on your computer keyboard?
I have no idea.
Not too bad, Nancy. You went 1 for 3 in this 3-question trivia challenge. But hey, the other day, 1 for 3 was enough to beat Alyssa. Alyssa, welcome back. She is back in the studio. Headphones are going on. Meet Nancy from your hometown of Brunswick.
What's up, Nancy from Brunswick?
Hi.
We're jumping in with your 3 questions, Alyssa. We're not going to tell you how Nancy did.
Okay.
Question number 1 for you. The D.C. in Washington, D.C. stands for what?
District of Columbia.
Question 2. Her hit songs include Starships, Super Bass, and Super Freaky Girl.
Miss Nicki Minaj.
Who is in concert tonight at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. And question 3, what is the meaning of FN on your computer keyboard?
What?
When you hit the FN button.
Yeah, I know what button it is. Is it function?
It is function.
Wow,
yeah.
Really?
Yes, it is. 3 for 3 for Alyssa today. Unfortunately, Nancy only went 1 for 3.
Ooh, baby!
PSO tickets anyways because I'm from Brunswick.
You know what? Just because you're from Brunswick, just because you're a Blue Devil, I'll go ahead and I'll allow it.
That means so much to me. I do so much volunteering at the high school. I feel like I'm a true Blue Devil.
Oh my gosh. I'm so jealous. I haven't been back to the high school since I graduated, and I keep thinking about it every time I go home.
Yeah, and my daughter's a sophomore, and she does marching band, and she's there all the time, and we're there all the time, so you should definitely come up.
Alyssa was in the marching band, weren't you? You played the flute.
No, I was not. Oh, I was not. But I was in choir.
Did I have that
for
wrong?
For like 12 years.
I must have had that wrong. Nancy, we'd be happy to give you TSO tickets.
Oh, thank you so much.
Enjoy your weekend, all right?
Thank you. My name is Nancy, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. If we are hanging on to summer, we're going to do it one more time, at least this weekend.
I had like a flashback yesterday walking outside. It was so nice out. It was so warm. And there was just this smell in the air that I just got hit with this wave of nostalgia walking across Kent's campus when school has just started. And it's beautiful. And the last thing you want to do is be going to class.
Yeah, you're going to feel that, like, in September.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure. So at my house, usually on Friday nights, we do this thing called Fire Pit Fridays.
Oh, fun.
And that's where it's open for anyone, family, friends, if they want to come over. But I spend a lot of time putting together the playlist for the backyard because it's very important to me that there's good music in the backyard.
Okay.
So new music dropped last night. I thought we could check out some of it to see if it makes the cut.
Ooh.
To make the playlist for the backyard playlist for Fire Pit Friday tonight. The Weeknd has dropped new music. Finally, he's been teasing it forever. This is called Dancing in the Flames.
Out of 10.
It's okay. Not my favorite Weeknd song.
Yeah, it's all right.
But again, I only heard like a little clip of it. I don't think I'll add it to the playlist tonight.
Okay, so didn't make the cut.
Shawn Mendes. First of all, it's wonderful to hear new music from him. Now, he debuted this song, I think, for the first time live at the MTV VMAs on Wednesday night, right?
I'm pretty sure.
I mean, just knowing what he's gone through the past few years, he hasn't shared a whole lot, but we know he's been dealing with some mental health issues and trying to get himself better. He has new music. It dropped last night. It's called Nobody Knows. Song.
What is that reminding me of?
I have no idea. I couldn't possibly guess.
Like, I was gonna say maybe a little bit Harry Styles, but it's like not quite.
That's an excellent song. I think maybe a little too slow for,
I was gonna say a little too slow for my taste.
For the backyard playlist, but that's a good song regardless. Katy Perry, also at the MTV VMAs on Wednesday night because she won the Vanguard Award. I keep saying she won. She was honored with the Vanguard Award. It was not a contest. She performed live. She played her new song inside. She played like 7 songs that night.
Oh, yeah. She played so many.
Her new song with Doechii was in there. And that dropped last night. It's called I'm His, He's Mine. I think I like it.
Yeah, that better make the cut.
I think I'm putting that one on the playlist. Did you recognize the hook of that song, what they're sampling?
No.
I wouldn't be surprised if you didn't. Early 90s song, Crystal Waters. This is it right here.
Oh.
It's called Gypsy Woman. I recognize it right away. Yeah. So this is, yeah, the sample from that.
I would have had no idea. Every morning, just to do our hair. I'll be honest. Her new album comes out next Friday, and I'm pretty excited for it. I wasn't. And then at the VMAs, I was like, man, I always forget how good Katy Perry is. Like, she has bop after bop after bop. So I'm excited for that album.
Also at the VMAs, she won Song of the Year.
My girl!
This song is already on my playlist.
Little Miss Sabrina Carpenter!
Can't cover my job.
Taylor Swift. The Q Morning Show, Q104, Bill and Alyssa. So I posted this video, And you can find it right now in our stories on Instagram at the Q Morning Show. And it's a video of kids reacting to their first trip to a hibachi restaurant.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Well, when the fire goes on, that's when they freak out.
Well, yeah. Yeah, they're kids. They're little.
I never thought of that.
When you see fire inside, it can be a little jarring.
They weren't expecting it.
I feel like I might almost be a little more concerned if they weren't freaking out.
Do you not warn your kids in advance about what's going to happen?
I don't have kids. I don't know.
That was a rhetorical question. Yeah. I apologize. 216-474-0104. What happened when you took your kids to hibachi for the first time? Now, with my kids, and I've talked about this for a long time, I am trying to introduce them to new types of food because I am so sick of eating the same things all the time, which is usually burgers or hot dogs or macaroni and cheese.
I should be in your house. That sounds like a dream come true for me.
No, it's getting so old. And Paula and I, we would love to go out and get sushi, Chinese food, hibachi. Now, I was thinking of hibachi because of the entertainment value of going to hibachi, because there's fire and smoke.
Yeah, it's like dinner and a show.
Yes. And so I'm thinking that my kids are going to be so distracted by this and they're going to have such a good time. My question is, will they actually try the food? Because they're having such a great time. The drawback for that is I take them to a hibachi restaurant and they don't eat anything and I end up paying this gigantic bill.
Yeah.
I would have a bunch of leftovers, but that's what I'm wondering. Should I try hibachi next? Now, if we go to the hibachi restaurant and my kids who are 13 and 9, if they're scared by fire, we've got much bigger issues to deal with.
Yeah, I don't think that they'll be scared. I'm not sure if when I was like 9 or even 13, I'm not really sure if I would have been that willing to try very new foods. Like sushi you're really asking a lot with the sushi thing.
No, I know.
I just came around to sushi like 4 years ago.
We've tried sushi and we've failed.
Yeah.
But at hibachi, you know, you have the just like that and I'm back, bro. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, what happened when you took your kids to hibachi for the first time? I've been thinking about taking my boys to hibachi just because I have this theory that if I take them there, that the pure entertainment value of the chef coming out and he's got the knives and he's spinning them in the air and the fire and the smoke show will distract them so much that they'll actually try some new foods.
That might be just what they need to be inspired to eat.
But then I found this video of these kids the first time that their parents took them to hibachi and they're freaking out when the fire goes up on the grill. Stephanie in North Royalton, good morning.
Good morning.
What happened when you took your kids to hibachi for the first time?
They both loved it. My daughter was younger when we took her for the first time, and she's 10 now, and she wants to go for, like, every birthday or celebration. That's her favorite place. And my son, he was a little nervous the first time he saw the fire. We warned him, but no crazy reaction with him, at least. But now he loves going, and they love all the food that they have. We have one particular place that we love to go to, and the entertainment never disappoints there either.
Okay, so they were turned on to trying new foods, and it stuck. They actually enjoy it.
They love it.
Yeah, they love it. I do have to say, though, my daughter is pretty good with trying new things. My son's not as good, but he still loved it, too. The food was amazing, and that's where they always ask to go now.
Thank you, Stephanie. Appreciate you listening and calling this morning. Let's go to Canal Fulton, the home of Jenny Light, who works after us on Q104. This is Rebecca. Rebecca, good morning.
Good morning.
What has your experience been with hibachi and the kids?
So we took my son when he was probably like 3, maybe going on 4. So he was little. And we did the whole thing. Yes, we warned him, you know, ahead of time because I didn't want that crazy reaction.
Yeah.
It was like, I don't want to be one of those people that ends up on YouTube. So we tried to warn him and everything, and he was a little like, oh my goodness, but he loved it. He loved the show. Obviously the chef gave him a lot of attention because he was so little. And when I tell you, he is such a fan of Asian food in general now, specifically Japanese. He's 9 now and he does eat sushi.
Oh, wow.
See, that gives me hope. That gives me hope someday that they're going to come around. Because all you got to do is try it. All you got to do is try it.
Of course. And I think, like, if you tried something with them simple, like just the noodles and rice or the rice and the chicken is what I mean, like rice and chicken or noodles and chicken,
right.
You know, maybe that would be fine. It's just the flavor palette, you know, it kind of an introductory. But, yeah, the pageantry of it, the show, I think the boys would enjoy it.
Thank you, Rebecca. I appreciate it. I love the energy from everybody this morning.
I know. Everybody's feeling this on a Friday. I love it.
There's good vibes. So we have good vibes coming up at 8:55. Also after 9, another Q keyword that could get you on the plane to New Jersey. So at MetLife Stadium in October, it's Summer Carnival 2024 with Sheryl Crow and Pink and The Script. You could be on that plane. A Q keyword is on the way.
It's Bill and Alyssa.
I make breakfast with them.
I make coffee with them. I drive to work with them.
I wake up with them every morning.
The Q Morning Show, Q104.